This is Ozarks at Large. At this hour, the Energize NWA Summit is taking place in Rogers. Nearly 200 participants are at the John Q. Hammond Center discussing possible initiatives to make Northwest Arkansas healthier. The summit is the work of the Endeavor Foundation, and already this morning has included an address from Arkansas Surgeon General Dr. Joe Thompson and a speech from Tracy Fox, the president of Food, Nutrition, and Policy Consultants, and a policy consultant with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Earlier this week, just a couple of days before the summit was to begin, I visited Jill Kaplan, the Vice President of Strategy and Communication with Endeavor Foundation, at her office in Springdale to find out more about today's summit and what is expected to happen after the summit concludes. About 180 business people, educators, city officials, and others signed up for the summit.
We're really focused on bringing together all of the key decision makers that can help make our community healthier. So everyone from mayors and superintendents to city planners, nonprofit professionals, civic leaders, corporate citizens that are working on making a difference here in Northwest Arkansas.
Now, I know over the past several months, past few years, Endeavor has backed healthy initiatives, including the Razorback Greenway, the walking trail that's going to connect most, if not of all, of Northwest Arkansas. What other sorts of strategies will be discussed Thursday?
We see the summit really as the first step in a larger range strategy for the region. And so the real work will begin the next day when everyone's had a chance to sleep on the great aha moments that they've felt throughout the day and really act on those. But, you know, Endeavor Foundation really sees this as the community's initiative. And so we really see, again, the summit as the first step in an opportunity to move forward with partnerships. We're going to be leveraging resources and really getting those into the hands of the folks that can make a difference.
She says there are already some fundamental pieces in place in Northwest Arkansas to encourage healthier lifestyles. The Razorback Greenway Trail system that's expected to be completed by the end of the year. The thriving farmers markets throughout the region offering local food and local school programs devoted to bicycle use and safety. And while she says the concepts discussed or introduced today are important, the true success will depend on what happens next.
It's not just about being in the room at the summit, but really beyond this, there will be an awareness campaign. We'll have a website. We will be creating an interactive map where folks can actually see how to physically get active here. What trails can they use to walk and bike their kids to school? And, you know, really focus on engaging everyone in the community, because like you said, it's not just about this 180 people. It really is about our community embracing the idea that as the seventh most unhealthy state and the eighth most obese, we really need to do something about this.
The Endeavor Foundation's efforts were further aided this week when, on Monday, the national organization Convergence Partnership announced the Endeavor Foundation was one of 13 recipients nationwide to be awarded a grant to help fund healthy changes.
What the Convergence Partnership focuses on is equity and policy changes that support systemic change. So not just what can we change today, but how can we make changes today that will be helpful in changing behavior and access for tomorrow.
Following today's summit in Rogers, there will be a website to be launched soon devoted to possible programs. And later this year, a formal request for proposals will allow groups to make pitches for funding in connection with the idea of creating healthier opportunities in the region. Interest appears to be high. Today's summit actually had a waiting list of participants. Jill Kaplan says the next step is to actually make a difference.
As a community foundation, we're always focused on how we can move the needle and measure that we've moved the needle. That's one of the things that the Convergence Partnership is really going to help Endeavor Foundation with in terms of measuring our success, because Convergence has funded other community foundations who are doing precisely this work.
Jill Kaplan is Vice President, Strategy and Communication for the Endeavor Foundation. The foundation helped put together today's Energize NWA Summit, along with sponsors Walmart, Sam's Club, Arvest, and Procter & Gamble. It took place at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. I talked with Jill Kaplan in her office in Springdale on Tuesday.